Clinic director Eileen Scott was among the first to notice that the Eagles had rebuilt. Her office faces the cliff, and she watched as the pair carried stick after stick to their new perch.
So it is right there above where the silver light post is. It's about 5 feet above that, and it's actually 20 feet lower than what it was last year.
20 feet closer to the sidewalk and to passers-by. The Eagles' original nest was removed because the pair had sent at least half a dozen people to the clinic over the last few years. And Scott says they took the removal personally.
They have an axe to grind because we took away their house or what, but they're not happy this year.
Not eager to tangle with eagle talons, Scott has become hyper-vigilant.
Well, usually I see one of them right above the clinic building, so I have make sure I have my key to get into the building and my briefcase and everything. So I walk very, very fast to the door to hurry up and put the key in to unlock the door to get in, just as a precaution.
Scott isn't the only one who takes care when in the vicinity of the clinic. Ben Bullock regularly passes the pair while running.
Even today, I ran up past there, and I had my dog with me, and I went the wide way through the clinic parking lot and put my hood up and gazed back a few times. And people were probably wondering, why is that guy running through the parking lot when he could be going on the sidewalk just to get a little bit better view and to see him coming a little bit quicker.
Bullock has good reason to be afraid. A few years ago, he was out running at night, and an eagle swooped at him from behind, puncturing his scalp.
I was only on the island for 2 months, so I wasn't really aware that eagles attack just yet.
Since then, Bullock's been swooped at least a half dozen times, and he's also seen others get attacked. Bullock is from Ohio, and he says 3 years ago, the idea of destroying an eagle's nest would have shocked him. But he wasn't upset when the city hired Advanced Blasting to get rid of the clinic nest in January.
I was so excited that they had the nest fixed by the clinic. And then, you know, it's like I almost stopped in my tracks once I saw two birds perched right next to it. I'm like, no, no, it's like a bad dream.
$15,000 worth of hydraulics work and wire mesh didn't stop the Eagles from rebuilding. As city manager Chris Laddick put it,
we tried to fool Mother Nature and she didn't get fooled.
Since the engineered solution failed, the city decided to go a little more low-tech. On Friday night, the fire department took a hose to the cliff and knocked down the accumulation of sticks with the federal government's blessing. But there's no guarantee the eagles won't come back. That's why there's still a spray-painted sign warning, danger, nesting eagles at the bottom of the cliff. Just in case. In Unalaska, I'm Stephanie Joyce.